Yes.
And do you know how much education they have?
They both have 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do?
They're retired. My grandmother, I don't think, ever worked unless she did stuff for the wars.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather used to work for the government during wartime.
Which war, or all?
Both of them. Oh, just the two world wars.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work?
I don't know. I think he worked with the Pentagon. I think the first world war, he was active, and the second one, he was more administrative.
Mm-hmm. Where did he do the work?
Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked at Filene's.
Mm-hmm.
He was Filene's the basement. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Nope.
They have it's a big department store, and they have like a basement and everything that the store doesn't really use.
Mm-hmm.
They put it there. But I'm not sure really exactly what he did there.
What else did he do besides work for the government?
Oh, he worked at Filene's. I think that was about it.
What kind of work did he do there? I didn't quite catch that.
I'm not sure. I think he was like a marketing or something. He did something with it. It was a pretty big job. I don't know what it was, really. It could have been selling or buying or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about earlier ancestors?
No.
On either side, no idea?
Mm-mm.
All right. You not married?
No, I'm not.
Good. That simplifies that section. Will you tell me a little bit about Orlando? I've never been there.
Oh, sure. Let's see. It just started to grow because of Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And Walt Disney World is just about, 45 minutes from my house.
Oh.
Yep.
So I suppose you've seen everything there is to see in Disney World.
I worked there, too, for a time. And let's see. It's a real... has a lot of lakes. It's got like 68 lakes in the city.
Good heavens.
Uh-huh. And it's real dependent on tourism, so there's mm-hmm. a lot of tourist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hotels and stuff like that.
I suppose there are not many native Orlandians then.
No. Mm. And let's see, a lot of older people live there.
Do you know about how big it is?
Yeah, it's over 100,000.
How about the racial mixture? Are there many blacks?
I would say it's about probably around 20%, 30%.
Mm-hmm.
It may not even be that high.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know they use that as the integration thing
mm-hmm.
of schools. That was the percentage they used.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see, what else about Orlando? This is kind of weird. it has a lot of citrus stuff because it's like in the, and it's also the county chair. And they just started to rebuild downtown. That's about Orlando.
What was wrong with downtown?
There was a lot of department stores, and no one started to go downtown anymore for department stores because they built all these big malls and squares.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of falling apart, and it's getting really ugly. So now they have a big place that a lot of tourists go to and a lot of people from Orlando go, called Rosie O'Grady's. And it's just a whole, where they're rebuilding a whole church street station, it's called, and they're rebuilding it, making it look like a real old time jazz period.
Mm-hmm. Is it like underground Atlanta?
No. But it's almost like it, now that I think about it.